Begin current daf and set this in edge daf gimel begin it. Begin to test master begin with the gemara. Shnei like it says in the pasuk mishpatecha begaymer. That's how we know that both din mamonis and din pashas have this halacha drisha bechakira. So it says when we're going to say well typically well it should be sufficient the ikka drisha bechakira. I mean the primary source of where it even talks about this analysis of the witnesses is beidim zaymiksev. It's by the witnesses that had been saying false testimony, and other witnesses say you were with us at that time. But Parsha Shaiftim, then the laws of judges, Bedin and Mammon is Bedin and Fashion, which that's that Din Edim Zayman is relevant by monetary and capital punishments. Why would you have to learn it out from Din and Fashion? But Hashem says, we can say, Mekom Mokom still, Lo Yehava Matzuchina and Drisha Bechakir, we would not have required Drisha Bechakir, Bishad Din and Mammon is by other monetary laws. El Davka Edim Zayman, only in the category of Edim Zayman. Ilav dechsev mishpadecha. If it didn't say mishpadecha, it just tells us not only the category of Edom Zayman, it's by all categories of monetary law. K'nei tes master begins with the Gemara shlei tinol delas b'fnei lav v'chulu. The Gemara brings the words of Chanina that medin tayra really we should mechayev dush v'chakir by din mamnes, but chachamim mevatled so that you shouldn't be closing the doors in front of bars, can get too difficult. So Tais explains that gezeles v'chavales regarding robberies and injuries, v'ksubas isha and the woman's ksuba, v'yerushas inheritance, matanas and gifts, v'kula nami. But all those also le'bina drisha v'chakir. You also don't need to have the halacha of investigations. Also, kedusha shetinol delas on the opposite extreme. So you should be closing the door if negazlan in front of robbers. I mean, it's as a deterrent, and therefore there you don't need because or else you're going to make it too hard for people to collect what's owed to them, and you're going to encourage gazlanim. So it says, we're going to say, Mahay Tam, so for that reason, then we shouldn't require professional judges, by injuries and by theft, like by admissions and loans, which in other words, when we don't require Jewish Bechakir over there, and we also don't require Mumchen, for the same reason, so here, in the opposite extreme, where we want to block the door in front of the gazlanin, you should make it easier for people to collect, and they shouldn't have to require such professional judges. So it says, Bishlam, I can say this, no, look, I'm a Mumchen. Regarding getting professional judges, that's not really a concern, like this. Because the Bechashashim etes, even with a small concern, Adam nimna malahabas l'rabeghai, anything that gets in the way, a person is going to say, I'm not interested in lending money. If he's not going to find easily judges to collect his debt, and therefore we took away the need for mumchen because we get too hard and people would stop lending. But regarding a deterrent for theft and injuries, the gazlan knows the victim is going to go and put in the effort to find professionals until he can litigate with the gazlan. Therefore, that wouldn't be a requirement to remove the mumchen. Another point you could say is the gezeilas v'chavelas, actually, regarding robberies and injuries, nami boy drish v'chakira, so the whole premise of Tais is actually off. Actually, they also do actually require drisha v'chakira, because b'leim matin and eladaz v'alvais, you're right, and they do go together, the drish v'chakira and the mumchen, and because we actually only exclude drish v'chakira by loans and admissions. I v'adim mukibir shechadin mamon. This is the Gemara explains later on. The Mishnah, the Matzucha Drisha v'Chakira that says, oh, so when do you require Drisha v'Chakira? Says the Gemara, oh, you're right. It's only dinik knosis by laws of bounties. So it says lav davka dinik knosis kamar. It's not only specifically regarding laws of penalty because the gezeilas v'chavelas karu luhu nami knosis because actually robberies and injuries are all considered. They're all called the laws of penalties, and you're right, they also require Drisha v'chakira. Because Ashkan and Kamal, like we find the Gemara later on, the Gemara Beis, Gabi Shel Mali, who butli, Dina Kenasis, that, oh, if he hadn't nullified the laws of Kenasis, with the Maya B'chol Hanu, where there it's actually obviously talking about, by all those Dabai Shlosha Mumchen, that require three professional judges, and therefore we see that it refers to, the term Kenasis refers to Gezeilas v'chavelas too. Now, me, however, Ksubis Isha, a woman's ksuba, b'yerushas, matanis, inheritance and gifts, b'nis kishar, b'shar, regarding injuries between oxen, ha-bechlal, ha-dois v'alvois. Those are all considered in the category of admissions and loans, and they have the halacha that you don't require Jewish v'chakira. And b'chalhanu d'maskin b'chayvah, all those things that the Gemara comes out in the chayvah, and b'chakam the pedama beis, de'avdina shlichu sayhu, that we in Babel do their agency of the Dayan in Eretz Yisrael, and we collect in bubble and belay by mumchen, we don't require mumchen. So that category includes also other things too. says Tosfos, we're going to say, if Ashkan Muhammad Duchna, but we find in many places, Shay done in Babel, they actually did litigate in Babel, Gezeilas V'Chavolis, not just all those things we said, Ksubas Ish, Rish Matanis, all the basic stuff, but even damages and robbery, as we find in Perek Beis the Baba Kama, the second Perek Baba Kama, the V'Chavolis Menav, Kabahu Gavra, there was a person, the Bana Padna, that he built a mansion, like a Kol Teyasmi, on the garbage dump of the orphans, and we find V'Chan Bisha, that was his name, this wicked Chanan, the Taka Lilachavri, that injured someone else. It's ran many places, and they went and educated those court cases. But I thought we said those things require mumchen. What you can say is the Bechol Hanu, regarding all those things, Efshir, it's possible, that they pushed each other, Alidei the Tafsu, meaning by the victim grabbing. Like the Amor, where he said, "Akfele din beretz Yisrael." Okay, let's set a time to go to Eretz Yisrael to the Bez Noma. They could Isa b'Seder Perikam and the Baba Kama, like it's brought Baba Kama the Tzvul from a base. And you're right, but the Anim here themselves didn't do it on their own. Or v'yesh mefarshim. Some explain that actually it depends. Davka gezeil l'shaladei chavolis. We're talking about specifically robberies that come through injuries. Like a case where you have two people fighting a mocha adad and they hit each other at the shatik of echad till one guy grabs v'gezlas chaver and he steals from his friend. It's such a case that lo yishchiach, that's not common at all, and therefore v'lo yavdin neshluch hazay. That's where we say okay, we're not doing the agency that has to be done there to stroll. But regular gezlas which are common, like that's the when we say that we do the agency of the dayanim over there, and that is done over here in Baal. So it says, "But then we begin to say, you done and dina gezelis. How did they educate the cases of robbery? Ezu neshach the Gemara b'mitzvah of samachav amabez. Heichayu done dina ribis. How did they educate, as we find laws of ribis? But these two cases are difficult that we find they do in Bava, because Amrin and Reisha Gezel, we find in Reisha Gezel Kama and Bava Kama of Tzadidal amabez that these two cases of a gezlanim avu beribis." Robbers and those who lend on interest, shechziru, that they return. We don't receive from them. How we make no court case for them to give back. So, what you can say is the ha aminon, but we say that b'mei Rebbe nishnas mishnazu. This mishnah David Tzadik Dalal there that says that we don't receive from them was taught only in the days of Rebbe. And the Mefarsh Rebbe Natan, Bentham explains that Davka b'yamav that was specifically only in his days, b'loy lefano v'l'achav, but not before nor after. Because Meshum of the Dahasim is because of a specific story over there. Allah le parchasim, that's why the Gemara does not ask over the Mekam Mishnais from Men Mishnais. El Mebrais is Shan Chan and Rebbe Lerbchia. And only for the Brais that Rebbe taught Rebchia, that would be the difficulty because that would have to be specifically in his time. But you're right. In general, we don't hold like that. I think it says Master begins with the Gemara. El Meat, if that's the case, then Tol lo Yishalmo. So then, wait a second. So if they make the mistake, then they shouldn't pay. So Peshbuk and Shirash explains, Mina Kivin the Bishuz Ka'abdi. Since these hadyotes are doing with the rishos, with permission of halacha, havasheinim mumcha kamumcha. So essentially, a non-professional like professional, and just like a mumcha is potter, so too they should be potter. Which today says v'loshin kol shekein shatanoi v'chul. But the wording's all the more so that you're closing the door in misyasha. Well, that's not really so settling that terminology because the lahavla the meimer kol shekein. You don't have to say all the more so lahavla the meimer that you should have said imkein. If that's the case. Then you're going to go ahead and close the door because that's introducing a new idea. And we weren't saying that. All the more so. The question was based on a different principle. Elamashman Meloshin Koshkin rather says the word in Koshkin sounds like the Mekoyach Nilas Delos Havaparach. That the original question was based on the principle of closing the door, and that was saying, well, if you can do that, well, the answer to the Gemara then for sure you're going to close the doors. Vachabrisha says, and this is what the Gemara is saying. Since you're concerned for the closing of the door, and therefore you're allowing three regular people. But we should have said, told that if they make a mistake, that the judges should not have to pay. Because you're going to obligate them to pay. A regular person is not going to be willing to take on the role of a judge because he's going to be liable. And that's what they want to say. No, for sure, all the more so then if you let them off the hook, then for sure you can be closing those. No one's going to want to lend. Says if we begin to say, what's the question? At all, what's the Gemara's question? But the judge is not obligated to pay. Only if he actively takes it from one party and actively gives it to the other party. And generally, they don't do that.
Hashem says, what you can say is the parak leman the mechayev. The Gemara is asking, yeah, according to the one who holds you liable, but loy notel benosin, even without taking and giving. And you're right, it's only difficult according to that opinion.
Next, there's math to begin with the word Gemara, but shleisha shleisha lamali. Why saying the word shleisha two times? Which Tosfos points out, ikaduchta didai kochi. There are places that the Gemara makes such a diak, such an inference, and asks veikaduchta deloy daik, and there are places where the Gemara doesn't ask. And Tosfos Mecharis of Lamanavim based on Maslam Kain discusses this. Next, Tosfos Masad to begin with the Gemara and the Reisa Chad Nami Kasha. That really, that biblically, even really, one judge is kasher by Hedoyes Valdeis. Which appears, and the reason is because it says, but say the tish paramesach and the lashon yachid, which is a chamu machai. The pish bekunj Rashi explains, because he held in air parashis ksivkam, because there's no intermingling of the parashis over here. So we don't really have any source, the three times like him, to tell you about haidois mavois, yichayiv for three. But it says, but kasha, difficult, because if that's the case, but tzaddik tish paramesach, then why do you need tzaddik if you don't have any reason to see more? So rather, lekachner, it seems to Taisa that fill amount the isla ear parashas coming. They're saying even according to the one the holds ear parashas, but tzaddik tells you that no, it's enough with one in the cases of that we're talking about. I think Taisa must have been with the words of Gemara. E efsha de les buchad gama. No, it's not even though one's good. We have three because you can have yichik kronis, and it's not possible that in three you're not going to have at least one. That's learned. Where, because the truth is, the mandalay gomer, someone who is not learned, is actually pasul adina. If you have all of them not learned, it actually would be invalid. Because mucha perik zebar, like it's obvious in the gemara later on, the chav gimel medalf. The non the mishnah teaches zeh pasul dayona shel zeh. This guy can invalidate this guy's judges. Parach begemara, the gemara asks, what kol kamine? You think that the guy has a right to pasul adion? They could just invalidate judges. Pshan, the gemara answers bar koyis to surya. We're talking about the courts of surya. Pirisham Kundrash explains over there. Shemesh recurrence, these are people that sit in the corners, the Amaratsim. Now, says Taisa Avagav, the Pligra Abanon, Va'amri, even though the Rabban disagree and they say actually Amos say when we say this man Shemavi Alehem Raya, only when it means a proof, Shem Kareb Mabsulam, that he brings proof that their relatives are invalid. Halabachi, but if not for that, actually Matsi possibly would not be able to invalidate. Says Taisa, yeah, Haina Davka Bar Kois, that's specifically by Korch and this man at least them where they were appointed to be judges. Then you would need to have so much. But in general, even just regular, if not a government appointed and they're ignorant, then they actually are invalid. It's just that from three, usually have at least one that is learned. The next test master begins with the Gemara, Koshkin, and the Fishish Vikranis. So the Gemara says, if you tell me, Menat Torah, they're kosher to judge, so then you should say that Hedyeta should be, if they judge Halvois by Dois, and they make a mistake, they shouldn't be obligated to pay for that mistake. Which the problem is later on it sounds like that only a mumcha is pata. So the Gemara says, kol shekein, that if you're going to exempt the dayan from paying for the mistake, you're going to increase yeshiva kronis, because no one's going to take any responsibility to learn anything because they don't have responsibility. Which Tosfos says, gam kan, here also, I mean to say that it's similar to what Tosfos de Maschal Miata discuss, parach mikoyach zeh. It's asking from this, when you use the terminology of kolshkin, it sounds like it's going on what the questioner was talking about. Because kim nechayshuli yesh v'krona, since you're concerned for those that are going to be the ignorant people coming to judge, and that's why you require three. So then if that's the case, havalon lamein, we should have said that to, if they make a mistake, liyashamu, they shouldn't have to pay. Why? Kedesh liyashrachku hanedigmiris, that we shouldn't distance those who are learned. And so then they'll be willing to be a judge. Oh, then it's not possible. Like a chad gamma, that at least you won't have at least one that's learned. So make them exempt. Shem the Gemara answers no. Kolchkin and Nefishi, no. If all the more so they're going to increase because no one's going to be responsible. No one's going to want to learn. The requirements in the first place. Lechein Yishalmu, so to the contrary, make them pay. Kedesh Yama din imam, they said they should learn the monetary law. Shliyitu, that they should not make an error because pen yischevel l'sham. Because yeah, they might be obligated to pay. Next test master begin with the Gemara. The Rava less laid the Shmuel. The Gemara says the Nafkamin to Ravacha, Reda Vika, and Rava is Shmuel's halacha. That he says that two judges is a valid din, but they call it Bezen Chatzav. Rava, the whole Menat Torah, by those boys need three judges, does not hold like Shmuel. So Tosa says, Bahag, the Baal Halacha's Gedal is Paisik, he rules Kishmuel. That actually two is enough. And I've got the Rava Polygala. Even the rabbi disagrees, and we generally pass him like Rava that's a basra. Because Rav Nachman rules like Shmuel, come on later in the Haman Al. And on a Haman base, and that he brings the Shmuel's teaching. That's where we like Shmuel. The other one, I'm a parak basic subsistic marxism subsistic of Chabezim and Al. That if you have three judges sitting to validate a document, and then in the middle of the proceedings, Mesechim, and one of them dies, that they say, okay, that's valid. They just have to write that we are one of them passed away. But the Gemara says, maybe that they hold like Shmuel that two is enough. But it says, Taisa, wait, the mash, but that sounds like the Ein Halacha Kishmul. It's like maybe they're all like that, as if that's something wrong. So Taisa says, no, Hachi Perushai. What the Gemara is saying with this Kishmul, Ba'alma Svir Lahu B'kiyim. That maybe they hold like Shmul regarding authenticating a document. U'beze, in Halacha Kishmul. Right, and regarding that, the Halacha is not like him. Because the filler of Nachman, the Koy Kishmul, because even Rav Nachman, the Holz like Shmul, the Shnaim Shadanu, the name Din, that to the judge, their judgment is a valid decision. Maida agrees that Kim Shtoreth Begimel, that validating a document requires to be judged. Because Amachas Gevat, like the Gemara says in Baba Basu, that Mema Manal. The same thing has to be said for the Gemara later on, the Falamana Manal. Kabayidisa, by a document of a guy's admission. Says Gemara, Vidim Rabban, the Beer of Ashi Kishmul, Svirlu, are you going to tell me that the rabbis of Ashi hold like Shmul? So that also sounds like as if we don't like that. So it says, they're also Hachibrusha is like this. Because Shmuel, Ba'al Masrilu, Ba'idisa, that they would hold like Shmuel in general, even by Idisa, because of Ba'ida, and they're writing in this document of admission, Bifnei Shnayim, in front of the two, Beloy Kinyan, without an acquisition. Ah, Bazein, Allah Gamaisi. Right, on that point, we don't rule like Shmuel. Kadam Asan, like the Gemara says over there, on Chavtesim Abayz, Bifnei Shnayim, in front of two, but there's a Kenyan, okay, then Kaisen, then you can write the document. But in front of three, then Kaisen, then you can write, even if they don't make a Kenyan from him. Like the Gemara explains over there, the Gabay Duchta, the Sholchim Zamnile. That Haidah is not written through a Bezin, only in the situation where they're settled in their place, and they send the Shlich to the defendant, and he comes to admit in front of them, only then is that valid. Next test must begin with the word Gemara Nezik and Chavolas. Now the Gemara asks, why is the Tana differentiating Nezik on its own of damages, but that's included in already something that was mentioned in the Mishnah regarding of Chavolas. So it says, Tais is Lav B'Shur Shehizik Shur Kamer. We're not talking about that the Nezik that the Tana is mentioning is when one ox gore damages another ox. Because the Isa B'Chibel the Gemara B'Bekamah the Pidam and Beis brings the Gevinas Bab such. Cases are judged, are collected in Bavel, and hence you don't require your professional judges. And here it's inherent that you do, because this is what the categories of the Mishnah are talking about, besides one case that the Mishnah discusses. Ela rather, b'shur shehizik adam, must be talking about acts that damages a person. If that's the case, it tells you, v'adam kamar, so then this is that the Gemara says that you're right, you don't really have to say nezik, mishum digabay l'mestei chatz nezik, only because we have to teach you chatz nezik. So therefore, we also mention Nezik, then must be the Likri B'Kiva. Because the Kamer, he says over there on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Av Tam Shechava Ba'Adam, that even a regular innocent act that harms a person, Misham B'Maisi Nezik Shalom, has to pay in excess of Nezik Shalom. And if we're talking about Shur Shezik Adam, then you don't have a Kizachat Nezik. But Amiyu Nira, but it says, it appears that Ayri B'Cholin, and actually talking about an old situation, meaning, even in the case of an ox that gores an ox, how is it possible? Didn't we say you don't require mumchen? Because the Gemara the pedam and base comes out. The hod the bubble. This that you collect in bubble nezik niski shor b'shor when one ox gores another one. Handudavka niski shein v'regel. That specifically when it eats or when it kicks. The mod mitchilasim where they're initially moved from the beginning. This get Karen, but the damage is a Karen, which is what we're discussing over here. I mean, Hassan the Gemara actually says over there, the Ein Mubah Bavel, that there is no such case, because you can't do it in the beginning when it's a Tam, and therefore, then our Mishnah would be relevant, even by Shur Shehizik Shur, and not just by a Shur Shehizik Adam.